You might hear or read about this in the next few days, but I thought you'd also appreciate an eyewitness account. Minnesota Public Radio didn't do a live broadcast of Itzhak Perlman playing Samuel Barber's violin concerto with the Minnesota Orchestra this weekend because his contract allows him right of refusal after reviewing the recordings we make of his performance. So on Saturday night, I left our engineer and his recording machines in the Orchestra Hall broadcast booth, and I found a spare seat in the otherwise sold-out Orchestra Hall. I'd never seen Mr. Perlman perform live, never seen how slowly he has to make his way on those crutches, and how a violin section of an orchestra has to part itself extra wide so he can get from the stage door to his podium down in the center of the stage where a chair waits for him. The concertmaster held Perlman's violin and bow also, waiting for his arrival. The audience greeted him especially warmly. I thought the applause was still very full as he planted his left crutch up on the podium and swung his left leg up, then the right crutch. And as he swung his right leg up, I can't say exactly what happened in that moment, but for some reason his right leg missed the podium altogether and his right crutch flew out with it. And he landed hard, face down on the stage between his podium and the conductors, his arms still in the crutches, the upturned soles of his shoes facing the audience. The applause stopped as if it had been guillotined. And the sound, that's what I'll remember years from now. 1,500 people in a choral gasp, then pin drop silence. Perlman didn't move for about 4, maybe 5 seconds, not a move. And the concertmaster and the conductor and the principal cellist of the orchestra all jumped up to help him. But suddenly he shot a hand out to wave them away. The next moment he spun himself around and sat up, and he had a big smile on his face. And he said to us out in the hall, "And you think the piece I'm about to play is hard?" The place went nuts. None of us yet knowing if he'd broken bones or if he'd hit his head or if there'd be a performance at all. But he started to get one crutch under him, and he asked us, "Well, do you want to wait?" There was more applause, and over the course of the next, maybe 3 or 4, maybe 5 minutes, we saw a big piece of what his life must really be like. What it's like when he's not the world's greatest violinist, but just a 55-year-old guy who got polio when he was a kid. At first, he had trouble getting those crutches of his in the right spot so he could find some kind of purchase on the floor and get himself moving. That took the longest. Frankly, it wasn't all that successful, and he wound up more or less crawling onto the conductor's podium. Once seated there, he reached down and grabbed his legs behind the knees and hauled them in place so he could stand. All of this done in slow, methodical stages, yet each stage punctuated by a one-liner to us out in the audience. He was right about asking us to wait. He knew getting himself off the floor and into his chair was not going to be quick or pretty, yet he repeatedly waved away offers of help, even from two stagehands hovering over him, either one of whom could have easily and probably quite gladly picked him up and placed him in his chair. No, he did it himself, and he made us laugh as he did it. Then the violin concerto of Barber. Last month's Gramophone magazine picked Perlman's recording as the best of the 10 or 12 available versions, so I was very eager to hear him. His performance on Saturday night at Orchestra Hall, frankly, was not flawless, but how could it have been? There was a moment, though, in the second movement, that great song that Barber created for the soloist. Lord knows what it's about exactly, but for me, I hear sadness and longing and joy all bundled together in it, and well, you should have heard him sing that part out. He sat up ramrod straight for the first time all evening and just let it fly, and it was absolutely glorious. At the end, we were on our feet immediately, cheering hardly for Barber or even Perlman's own performance, but for his courage, his humor, and most of all, for his utter grace. I wish you could have been there to see it.